Job, chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. The man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God, and turned away from evil. There were born to him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His possessions also were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the children of the east. His sons went and held a feast in the house of each one on his birthday, and they sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. It was so, when the days of their feasting had run their course, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and renounced God in their hearts." Job did so continually. Now on the day when God's sons came to present themselves before Yahweh, Satan also came among them. Yahweh said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Then Satan answered Yahweh and said, "From going back and forth in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." Yahweh said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him in the earth, a blameless and upright man, who fears God and turns away from evil." Then Satan answered Yahweh and said, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Haven't you made a hedge around him and around his house and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But stretch out your hand now and touch all that he has, and he will renounce you to your face." Yahweh said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only on himself don't stretch out your hand." So Satan went out from the presence of Yahweh. It fell on a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, that the messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans attacked and took them away. Yes, they have killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still talking, another came and said, "The fire of God has fallen from the sky and has burned up the sheep and the servants, and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another came and said, "The Chaldeans made 3 bands, and swept down on the camels, and have taken them away, yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, there came another and said, "Your sons and your daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and struck the 4 corners of the house, and it fell on the young men, and they are dead. I alone have escaped to tell you." Then Job arose and tore his robes and shaved his head and fell down on the ground and worshipped. He said, "Naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked I will return there. Yahweh gave, and Yahweh has taken away. Blessed be Yahweh's name." In all this, Job did not sin, nor charge God with wrongdoing. Job, chapter 2. Again on the day when God's sons came to present themselves before Yahweh, Satan came also among them to present himself before Yahweh. Yahweh said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered Yahweh and said, "From going back and forth in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." Yahweh said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him in the earth, a blameless and an upright man, one who fears God and turns away from evil. He still maintains his integrity, although you incited me against him to ruin him without cause." Satan answered Yahweh and said, "Skin for skin, yes, all that a man has he will give for his life. But stretch out your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will renounce you to your face." Yahweh said to Satan, "Behold, he is in your hand, only spare his life." So Satan went out from the presence of Yahweh and struck Job with painful sores from the sole of his foot to his head. He took for himself a potsherd to scrape himself with, and he sat among the ashes. Then his wife said to him, Do you still maintain your integrity? Renounce God and die." But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women who speak. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil?" In all this, Job didn't sin with his lips. Now when Job's 3 friends heard of all this evil that had come on him, they each came from his own place. Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite. And they made an appointment together to come to sympathize with him and to comfort him. When they lifted up their eyes from a distance and didn't recognize him, they raised their voices and wept. and they each tore his robes and sprinkled dust on their heads toward the sky. So they sat down with him on the ground 7 days and seven nights, and no one spoke a word to him, for they saw that his grief was very great. Job chapter 3. After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth. Job answered, "Let the day perish in which I was born, let the night which said there is a boy conceived. Let that day be darkness. Don't let God from above seek for it, neither let the light shine upon it. Let darkness and the shadow of death claim it for their own. Let a cloud dwell on it. Let all that make a day black terrify it. As for the night, let thick darkness seize on it. Let it not rejoice among the days of the years. Let it not come into the number of the months. Behold, let that night be barren. Let no joyful noise come therein. Let them curse it who curse the day, who are ready to rouse up Leviathan. Let the stars of its twilight be dark. Let it look for light, but have none. Neither let it see the eyelids of the morning. Because it didn't shut up the doors of my mother's womb, nor did it hide trouble from my eyes. Why didn't I die in the womb? Why didn't I give up my spirit when my mother bore me? Why did the knees receive me, or why did the breasts that I should nurse? For now I should have lain down and been quiet. I should have slept, then I would have been at rest. With kings and counselors of the earth, who built up waste places for themselves, or with princes who had gold, who filled their houses with silver, or had a hidden, untimely birth, I had not been, as infants who never saw the light. There the wicked cease from troubling. There the weary are at rest. There the prisoners are at ease together. They don't hear the voice of the taskmaster. The small and the great are there. The servant is free from his master. What light is given to him who is in misery? Life to the bitter in the soul. Who long for death, but it doesn't come, and dig for it more than for hidden treasures. Who rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they can find the grave. Why is light given to a man who is... whose way is hidden, whom God has hedged in? For my sigh comes before I eat, my groanings are poured out like water. For the thing which I fear comes on me, that which I am afraid of comes to me. I am not at ease, nor am I quiet, neither do I have rest, but trouble comes. Job chapter 4. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered, "If someone ventures to talk with you, will you be grieved? But who can withhold himself from speaking? Behold, you have instructed many. You have strengthened the weak hands. Your words have supported him who was falling. You have made the feeble knees firm. But now it has come to you, and you faint. It touches you, and you are troubled. Isn't your piety your confidence? Isn't the integrity of your ways your hope? Remember now, whoever perished, being innocent, or where were the upright cut off? According to what I have seen, those who plow iniquity and sow trouble reap the same. By the breath of God they perish, by the blast of his anger they are consumed. The roaring of the lion and the voice of the fierce lion, the teeth of the young lions are broken. The old lion perishes for lack of prey. The cubs of the lionesses are scattered abroad. Now a thing was secretly brought to me. My ears received a whisper of it, and thoughts from the visions of night, when deep sleep falls on men. Fear came on me in trembling, which made all my bones shake. Then a spirit passed before my eyes. The hair of my flesh stood up. It stood still, but I couldn't discern its appearance. A form was before my eyes. Silence, then I heard a voice saying, 'Shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his Maker? Behold, he puts no trust in his servants. He charges his angels with error. How much more those who dwell in houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, who are crushed before the moth? Between morning and evening they are destroyed. They perish forever without any regarding it. Instant their tent cord plucked up from within them, they die, and that without wisdom.'" Job chapter 5. "Call now, is there any who will answer you? To which of the holy ones will you turn? For resentment kills the foolish man, and jealousy kills the simple. I have seen the foolish taking root, but suddenly I cursed his habitation. His children are far from safety. They are crushed in the gate. Neither is there any to deliver them. Who harvests the hungry eat up, and take it even out of the thorns? The snare grapes for their substances. For affliction doesn't come out of the dust. Neither does trouble spring out of the ground. But man is born to trouble, as the sparks fly upward. But as for me, I would seek God, I would commit my cause to God, who does great things that can't be fathomed, marvelous things without number, who gives rain on the earth and sends waters on the fields, so that he sets up on high those who are low, those who mourn are exalted to safety. He frustrates the plan of the crafty, so that their hands can perform their enterprise. He takes the wiser in their own craftiness, the counsel of the cunning is carried headlong. They meet with darkness in the daytime, and grope at noonday in the night. But he saves from the sword of their mouth even the needy from the hands of the mighty. So the poor has hope, and injustice shuts her mouth. Behold, happy is the man whom God corrects. Therefore do not despise the chastening of the Almighty. For he wounds and binds up, he injures and his hands make whole. He will deliver you in six troubles, yes, in seven no evil will touch you. In famine he will redeem you from death, in war from the power of the sword. You will be hidden from the scourge of the tongue, neither will you be afraid of destruction when it comes. You will laugh at destruction and famine, neither will you be afraid of the animals of the earth. For you will be allied with the stones of the field, the animals of the field will be at peace with you. You will know that your tent is in peace, you will visit your fold and will miss nothing. You will know that also that your offspring will be great, your offspring as the grass of the earth. You will come to your grave in a full age, like a shock of grain comes into its season. Behold, we have researched it. It is so. Hear it, and know it is for your good. Job, chapter 6. Then Job answered, Oh, that my anguish were weighed, and all my calamity laid in the balances, for now it would be heavier than the sands of the sea. Therefore my words have been rash, for the arrows of the Almighty are within me, my spirit drinks up their poison. The terrors of God set themselves in array against me. Does the wild donkey bray when he has grass? Or does an ox low over his fodder? Can that which has no flavor be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? My soul refuses to touch them, they are loathsome food for me. Oh, that I might have my request, that God would grant this thing that I long for, even that it would please God to crush me, that he would let loose his hand and cut me off. Let it still be my consolation, yet let me exalt in pain that doesn't spare, that I have not denied the words of the Holy One. What is my strength, that I should wait? What is my end, that I should be patient? Is my strength the strength of stones, or my flesh of bronze? Isn't it that which I have no help in me, that wisdom has driven away from me? To him who is ready to faint, kindness should be shown from his friends, even to him who forsakes the fear of the Almighty. My brothers have to deal deceitfully as a brook, as the channels of brooks that pass away, which are black by reason of the ice in which the snow hides itself. In the dry season they vanish, when it is hot they are consumed out of their place. The caravans that travel beside them turn away. They go up into the waste and perish. The caravans at Temah looked. The companies at Sheba waited for them. They were distressed because they were confident. They came there and were confounded. For now you are nothing. You see a terror and are afraid. Did I ever say, give to me, or offer a present for me from your substance, or deliver me from an adversary's hands, or redeem me from the hand of the oppressors? Teach me, and I will hold my peace. Cause me to understand my error. How forcible are words of uprightness. But your reproof, what does it reprove? Do you intend to reprove words, since the speeches of one who is desperate are as wind? Yes, you would even cast lots for the fatherless, and make the merchandise of your friend. Now, therefore, be pleased to look at me, for surely I will not lie to your face. Please return. Let there be no injustice. Yes, return again. My cause is righteous. Is there injustice on my tongue? Can't my taste discern mischievous things? Job chapter 7. Isn't a man forced to labor on earth? Aren't his days like the days of a hired hand? As a servant who earnestly desires the shadow, as a hireling who looks for his wages. So I am made to possess months of misery. Wearisome nights are appointed to me. When I lie down, I say, When will I arise and the night be gone? I toss and turn until the dawning of the day. My flesh is clothed with worms and clods of dust. My skin closes up and breaks out afresh. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and are spent without hope. Oh, remember that my life is a breath. My eyes will no more see good. The eyes of him who sees me will see me no more. Your eyes will be on me, but I will not be. As the cloud is consumed and vanishes away, so is he. So he who goes down to Sheol will come up no more. He will return no more to his house, neither will his place know him any more. Therefore I will not keep silent. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain to the bitterness of my soul. Am I a sea or a sea monster that you put a guard over me? When I say, my bed will comfort me, my couch will ease my complaint, then you scare me with dreams and terrify me through visions, so that my soul chooses strangling, death, rather than my bones. I loathe my life. I don't want to live forever. Leave me alone, for my days are but a breath. What is man that you should magnify him, that you should set your mind on him, that you should visit him every morning and test him every moment? How long will you not look away from me, nor leave me alone until I swallow down my spittle? If I have sinned, what do I do to you, you watcher of men? What have you seen me as a? Why have you set me as a mark for you, so that I am burdened to myself? Why do you not pardon my disobedience and take away my iniquity? For now I will lie down in the dust. You will seek me diligently, but I will not be. Job chapter 8. Then Bildad the Shuhite answered, how long will you speak these things? Shall the words of your mouth be a mighty wind? Does God pervert justice, or does the Almighty pervert righteousness? If your children have sinned against him, he has delivered them into the hand of their disobedience. If you want to seek God diligently, make your supplication to the Almighty. If you were pure and upright, surely now he would awaken for you, and make the habitation of your righteousness prosperous, though your beginning was small. Yet your later end would greatly increase. Please inquire of past generations, find out about the learning of their fathers, for we are but of yesterday and know nothing, because our days on earth are a shadow. Shall they not teach you, tell you, and utter words out of their heart? Can the papyrus grow up without mire? Can the rushes grow without water? While it is yet in its greenness, not cut down, it withers before any other reed. So are the paths of all who forget God. The hope of the godless man will perish, whose confidence will break apart, whose trust is a spider web. He will lean on his house, but it will not stand. He will cling to it, but it will not endure. He is green before the sun. His shoots go out along his garden. His roots are wrapped around the rock pile. He sees the place of stones. If he is destroyed from his place, then it will deny him, saying, I have not seen you. Behold, this is the joy of his way. Out of the earth others will spring. Behold, God will not cast away a blameless man, neither will he uphold the evildoers. He will still fill your mouths with laughter, your lips with shouting. Those who hate you will be clothed with shame. The tent of the wicked will be no more. Job chapter 9. Then Job answered, truly I know that it is so, but how can man be just with God? If he is pleased to contend with him, he can't answer him one time in a thousand. God is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who has hardened himself against him and prospered? He removed the mountains and they don't know it, when he overturns them in his anger. He shakes the earth out of its place, its pillars tremble. He commands the sun and it doesn't rise, and seals up the stars. He alone stretches out of the heaven and treads on the waves of the sea. He makes the bear Orion and the Pleiades and rooms of the south. He does great things past finding out, yet marvelous things without number. Behold, he goes by me and I don't see him. He passes on also, but I don't perceive him. Behold, he snatches away. Who can hinder him? Who will ask him, what are you doing? God will not withdraw his anger. The helpers of Rahab stooped under him. How much less will I answer him and choose my words to argue with him? Though I were righteous, yet I wouldn't answer him. I would make supplication to my judge. If I had called and he answered me, yet I would believe that he listened to my voice. For he breaks me with a storm, and multiplies my wounds without cause. He will not allow me to catch my breath, but fills me with bitterness. If it is a matter of strength, behold, he is mighty. If of justice, who, says he, will summon me? Though I am righteous, my own mouth will condemn me. Though I am blameless, it will prove me perverse. I am blameless. I don't respect myself. I despise my life. It is all the same. Therefore, I say he destroys the blameless and the wicked. If the scourge kills suddenly, he will mock at the trial of the innocent. The earth is given into the hands of the wicked. He covers the faces of his judges. If not he, then who is it? Now my days are swifter than a runner. They flee away. They see no good. They have passed away as the swift ships, as the eagle that swoops on the prey. If I say, I forgot my complaint, I will put off my sad face and cheer up. I am afraid of all my sorrows. I know that you will not hold me innocent. I will be condemned. Why then do I labor in vain? If I wash myself with snow and cleanse my hands with lye, yet you will plunge me in the ditch. My clothes will abhor me. For he is not a man that, as I am, that I should answer him, that we should come together in judgment. There is no umpire between us that might lay his hand on us both. Let him take his rod away from me. Let his terror not make me afraid. Then I would speak and not fear him, for I am not so in myself. Job chapter 10. My soul is weary of my life. I will give free course to my complaint. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will tell God, do not condemn me. Show me why you contend with me. Is it good that you should oppress, that you should despise the work of your hands, and smile on the counsel of the wicked? Do you have eyes of flesh, or do you see as a man sees? Are your days as the days of mortals, or your years a man's years? Then you inquire after my iniquity, and search after my sin. Although you know that I am not wicked, there is no one who can deliver out of your hand. Your hands have framed me and fashioned me altogether, yet you destroy me. Remember, I beg you, that you have fashioned me as clay. Will you bring me into dust again? Haven't you poured me out like milk and curdled me like cheese? You have clothed me with skin and flesh and knit me together with bones and sinews. You have granted me life and loving kindness. Your visitation has preserved my spirit. Yet you hid these things in your heart. I know that this is with you. If I sin, then you mark me. You will not acquit me for my iniquity. If I am wicked, woe to me. If I am righteous, I still will not lift up my head, being filled with disgrace and conscious of my affliction. If my head is held high, you hunt me like a lion. Again you show yourself powerful to me. You renew your witness against me and increase your indignation on me. Changes and warfare are with me. Why then have you brought me out of the womb? I wish I had given up the spirit and no eye had seen me. I should have been as though I had not been. I should have been carried from womb to the grave. Aren't my days few? Stop. Leave me alone, that I may find a little comfort, before I go where I will not return from, to the land of darkness and of the shadow of death. The land dark as midnight, of the shadow of death, without any order, where light is as midnight. Job chapter 11. Then Zophar the Namathite answered, "Shouldn't the multitude of words be answered? Should a man full of talk be justified? Should your boastings make men hold their peace? When you mock, and will no man make you ashamed? For you say, my doctrine is pure, I am clean in your eyes. But oh, that God would speak and open his lips against you, that he would show you the secrets of wisdom. For true wisdom has two sides. Know therefore that God exacts of you less than your iniquity deserves. Can you fathom the mystery of God, or can you probe the limits of the Almighty? They are high as the heaven, what can you do? They are deeper than Sheol, what can you know? Its measure is longer than the earth, and broader than the sea. If he passes by, or confines, or convenes a court, who can oppose him? For he knows false men, he sees iniquity also, even though he doesn't consider it. An empty-headed man becomes wise when a man is born as a wild donkey's colt. If you set your heart aright, stretch out your hand toward him. If iniquity is in your hand, put it far away. Don't let unrighteousness dwell in your tents. Surely then you will lift up your face without spot. Yes, you will be steadfast and will not fear, for you will forget your misery. You will remember it like waters that have passed away. Life will be clearer than the noonday. Though there is darkness, it will be as morning. You will be secure because there is hope. Yes, you will search and will take your rest in safety. Also, you will lie down and no one will make you afraid. Yes, many will court your favor, but the eyes of the wicked will fail. They will have no way to flee. Their hope will be the given up of the spirit. Job chapter 12. Then Job answered, "No doubt, but you are the people, and wisdom will die with you. But I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Yes, who doesn't know such things as these? I am like the one who is a joke to his neighbor. I, who called on God, and he answered. The just, the blameless man, is a joke. In the thought of him who is at ease, there is contempt for misfortune. It is ready for them whose foot slips. The tent of robbers prosper. Those who provoke God are secure, who carry their gods in their hand. But as for the ask the animals now, and they will teach you. The birds of the sky, and they will tell you. Or speak to the earth, and it will teach you. The fish of the sea will declare to you. Who knows, who doesn't know that in all this, Yahweh's hand has done this, in whose hand is the life of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind? Doesn't the ear try words, even as the palate tastes its food? With aged men is wisdom, and length of days understanding. With God is wisdom and might. He has counsel and understanding. Behold, he breaks down, and it can't be built again. He imprisons a man, and there can be no release. Behold, he withholds the waters, and they dry up. Again, he sends them out, and they overrun the earth. With him is strength and wisdom. The deceived and the deceiver are his. He makes counselors away. He leads counselors away stripped. He makes judges fools. He loosens the bonds of kings. He binds their waist with a belt. He leads priests away stripped and overthrows the mighty. He removes the speech of those who are trusted and takes away the understanding of the elders. He pours contempt on princes and loosens the belt of the strong. He uncovers deep things out of darkness and brings out to light the shadow of death. He increases the nations and destroys them. He enlarges the nations and leads them captive. He takes away understanding from the chiefs of the people of the earth and causes them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. They grope in the darkness without light. He makes them stagger like a drunken man. Job chapter 13. Behold, my eyes have seen all this. My ears have heard and understood it. What you know, I know also. I am not inferior to you. Surely I will speak to the Almighty. I desire to reason with God. But you are forgers of lies. You are all physicians of no value. Oh, that you would be completely silent. Then you would be wise. Hear now my reasoning. Listen to the pleadings of my lips. Will you speak unrighteously for God and talk deceitfully for him? Will you show partiality to him? Will you contend for God? Is it good that he should search you out, or as one deceived a man, would you deceive him? He will surely reprove you if you secretly show partiality. Won't his majesty make you afraid and his dread fall on you? Your memorable sayings are proverbs of ashes. Your defenses are defenses of clay. Be silent. Leave me alone that I may speak. Let come on me what will. Why should I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in my hands? Behold, he will kill me. I have no hope. Nevertheless, I will maintain my ways before him. This also will be my salvation, that a godless man will not come before him. Listen carefully to my speech. Let my declarations be in your ears. See now, I have set my cause in order. I know that I am righteous. Who is he who contend with me? For then I would hold my peace and give up the spirit. Only don't do two things to me. Then I will not hide myself from your face. Withdraw your hand far from me, and don't let your terror make me afraid. Then call, and I will answer, or let me speak, and you answer me. How many are my iniquities and sins? Make me know my disobedience and my sin. Why do you hide your face and consider me your enemy? Will you harass a driven leaf? Will you pursue the dry stubble? Will you write bitter things against me and make me inherit the iniquities of my youth? You also put my feet in the stocks and mark all my paths. You set a bound to the soles of my feet, though I am decaying like a rotten thing, like a garment that is moth-eaten. Job chapter 14. Man, who is born of a woman, is a few days and full of trouble. He grows up like a flower and is cut down. He also flees like a shadow and doesn't continue. Do you open your eyes on such a one and bring me into judgment with you? Who can bring a clean thing out of the unclean? Not one. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months is with you, and you have appointed his bounds that he can't pass. Look away from him that he may rest until he accomplishes as a hireling his day. For there is hope if a tree is cut down, that it will sprout again, that the tender branch of it will not cease. Though its roots grow old in the earth, and its stock dies in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud, and sprout boughs like a plant. But man dies and is laid low. Yes, man gives up the spirit, and where is he? As the waters fall from the sea, and the rivers waste and dry up, so man lies down and doesn't rise. Until the heavens are no more, they will not awake, nor be aroused out of their sleep. Oh, that you would hide me in Sheol, that you would keep me secret until your wrath is past, that you would appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man dies, will he live again? I would wait all the days of my warfare until my release should come. You would call, and I would answer you. You would have a desire for the work of your hands. But now you count my steps. Don't you watch over my sin? My disobedience is sealed up in a bag. You fasten up my iniquity. But the mountain's falling comes to nothing. The rock is removed out of its place. The water wears the stones. The torrents of it wash away the dust of the earth. So you destroy the hope of man. You forever prevail against him, and he departs. You change his face and send him away. His sons come to honor, and he doesn't know it. They are brought low, but he doesn't perceive it of them. But his flesh is on him has pain, and his soul within him mourns. Job chapter 15. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered, "Should a wise man answer with vain knowledge and fill himself with the east wind? Should he reason with unprofitable talk, or with speeches with which he can do no good? Yes, you do away with fear and hinder devotion before God, for your iniquities teaches your mouth, and you choose the language of the crafty. Your own mouth condemns you, and not I. Yes, your own lips testify against you. Are you the first man who was born, or were you brought out before the hills? Have you heard the secret counsel of God? Do you limit wisdom to yourself? What do you know that we don't know? What do you understand that which is not in us? With us are both the gray-headed and the very aged men, much older than your father. Are the consolations of God too small for you, even the word that is gentle toward you? Why does your heart carry you away? Why do your eyes flash? That you turn your spirit against God, and let such words go out of your mouth. What is man that he should be clean? What is he who is born of woman that he should be righteous? Behold, he puts no trust in his holy ones, yet the heavens are not clean in his sight. How much less one who is abominable and corrupt, a man who drinks iniquity like water? I will show you, listen to me. That which I have seen I will declare, which wise men have told by their fathers, and have not hidden it, to whom alone the land was given, and no stranger passed among them. The wicked man writhes in pain all his days, even the number of years that are laid up for the oppressor. A sound of terror in his ears, in prosperity the destroyer will come on him. He doesn't believe that he will return out of darkness. He is waited for by the sword. He wanders abroad for bread, saying, "Where is it?" He knows that the day of darkness is already at his hand. Distress and anguish make him afraid. They prevail against him as the king ready to the battle. Because he has stretched out his hands against God, and behaves himself proudly against the Almighty, he runs at him with a stiff neck, with the thick shields of his bucklers. Because he has covered his face with his fatness, and gathered fat in his thighs. He has lived in desolate cities, in houses which no one inhabited, which were ready to become heaps. He will not be rich, neither will his substance continue, neither will their possessions be extended on the earth. He will not depart out of darkness, the flame will dry up his branches. He will go away by the breath of God's mouth. Let him not trust him in emptiness, deceiving himself, for emptiness will be his reward. It will be accomplished before his time, his branch will not be green. He will shake off his unripe grapes as the vine, and will cast off his flowers as the olive tree. For the company of the godless will be barren, and fire will consume the tenants of bribery. They conceive mischief and produce iniquity. Their hearts prepare. Job chapter 16. Then Job answered, I have heard many such things. You are all miserable comforters. Shall vain words have an end, or what provoke you that you answer? I also could speak as you do, if your soul was in my soul's place. I could join words together against you and shake my head at you, but I would strengthen you with my mouth. The soles of my lips would relieve you. Though I speak, my grief is not subsided. Though I forbear, what am I eased? But now, God, you have surely worn me out. You have made all of my company desolate. You have shriveled me up. This is a witness against me. My leanness rises up against me. It testifies to my face. He has torn me in his wrath and persecuted me. He has gnashed on me with his teeth. My adversary sharpens his eyes on me. They have gaped me with their mouth. They have struck me with the cheek reproachfully. They gather themselves together against me. God delivers me to the ungodly and casts me into the hands of the wicked. I was at ease and he broke my heart. Yes, he has taken me by the neck and dashed me into pieces. He has also set me up for his target. His archers surround me. He splits my kidneys apart and does not spare. He pours out my bile on the ground. He breaks me with a breach on a breach. He runs at me like a giant. I have sewed sackcloth on my skin and have thrust my thorns in the dust. My face is red with weeping. Deep darkness is on my eyelids, although there is no violence in my hands, and my prayer is pure. Earth, don't cover my blood. Let my cry have no place to rest. Even now, behold, my witness is in heaven. He who vouches for me is on high. My friends scoff at me. My eyes pour out tears to God, that he would maintain the right of a man with God, of a son of a man with his neighbor. For when a few years have come, I will go the way of no return. Job chapter 17. My spirit is consumed, my days are extinct, and the grave is ready for me. Surely there are mockers with me. My eyes dwell on their provocation. Now give a pledge, be collateral for me with yourself. Who is there who will strike hands with me? For you have hidden their hearts from understanding. Therefore you will not exalt them. He who denounces his friends for plunder, even the eyes of his children will fail. But he has made me a byword of the people. They spit in my face. My eye also is dim by reason of sorrow. All my members are as a shadow. Upright men will be astonished at this. The innocent will stir himself up against the godless. Yet the righteous will hold to his way. He who has clean hands will grow strong and stronger. But as for you all, come back. I will not find a wise man among you. My days are past. My plans are broken off, as are the thoughts of my heart. They change the night into day, saying, the light is near in the presence of darkness. If I look for Sheol as my house, if I have spread my couch in the darkness, if I have said to corruption, you are my father, and to the worm, my mother and my sister, where then is my hope? As for my hope, who will see it? Shall it go down with me to the gates of Sheol, or descend together into the dust? Job chapter 18. Then Bildad the Shushite answered, how long will you hunt for words? Consider, and afterwards we will speak. Why are we counted as animals who have become unclean in your sight? You who tear yourself in your anger, will the earth be forsaken for you? Or will the rock be removed out of its place? Yes, the light of the wicked will be put out. The spark of his fire won't shine. The light will be dark in his tent. His lamp above him will be put out. The steps of his strength will be shortened. His own counsel will cast him down. For he is cast into a net by his own feet, and he wanders into its mesh. A snare will take him up by the heel. A trap will catch him. A noose is hidden for him in the ground. A trap for him on the path. Terrors will make him afraid of on every side, and will chase him at his heels. His strength will be famished. Calamity will be ready at his side. The members of his body will be devoured. The firstborn of death will devour his members. He will be rooted out of the security of his tent. He will be brought to the kings of terrors. There will dwell in his tent that which is none of his. Sulfur will be scattered on his habitation. His roots will be dried up beneath. His branch will be cut off above. His memory will perish from the earth. He will have no name in the street. He will be driven from light into darkness and chased out of the world. He will have neither son nor grandson among his people, nor any remaining where he lived. Those who come after will be astonished at his day, as those who went before were frightened. Surely, such as the dwellings of the righteous, this is the place of him who doesn't know God. Job chapter 19. Then Job answered, "How long will you torment me and crush me with words? You have reproached me 10 times. You aren't ashamed that you attack me. If it is true that I have erred, my error remains with myself. If indeed you will magnify yourself against me and plead against my reproach, know now that God has subverted me and has surrounded me with his net. Behold, I cry out of wrong, but I am not heard. I cry for help, but there is no justice. He has walled up my way so that I can't pass, and has set darkness in my path. He has stripped me of my glory, and taken the crown from my head. He has broken me down on every side, and I am gone. He has plucked my hope up like a tree. He also has kindled his wrath against me. He counts me among his adversaries. His troops come on together, build a siege ramp against me, and encamp around my tent. He has put my brothers far from me. My acquaintances are wholly estranged from me. My relatives have gone away. My familiar friends have forgotten me. Those who dwell in my house and my maids consider me a stranger. I am an alien in their sight. I call to my servant, and he gives me no answer. I beg him with my mouth. My breath is offensive to my wife. I am loathsome to the children of my own mother. Even young children despise me. If I arise, they speak against me. All my family friends abhor me. They whom I love have turned against me. My bones stick to my skin and to my flesh. I have escaped by the skin of my teeth. Have pity on me. Have pity on me, you my friends, for the hand of God has touched me. Why do you persecute me as God, and are not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. But as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives. In the end, he will stand upon the earth. After my skin is destroyed, then I will see God in my flesh, whom I, even I, will see on my side. My eyes will see, and not as a stranger. My heart is consumed within me. If you say how we will persecute him, because the root of the matter is found in me, be afraid of the sword, for wrath brings the punishments of the sword, that you may know that there is a judgment." Job chapter 20. Then Zophar the Naamathite answered, "Therefore my thoughts answer me, even by reason of my haste that is in me. I have heard the reproof which puts me to shame. The spirit of my understanding answers me. Don't you know this from old time, since man was placed on earth, that the triumphing of the wicked is short, the joy of the godless but for a moment? Though his heights mount up to the heavens, and his head reaches to the clouds, yet he will perish forever like his own dung. Those who have seen him will say, 'Where is he?' He will fly away as a dream and will not be found. Yes, he will be chased away like a vision of night. The eye which saw him will see him no more, neither will his place see him any more. His children will seek the favor of the poor. His hands will give back his wealth. His bones are full of his youth, but youth will lie down with him in the dust. Though wickedness is sweet in his mouth, though he hides it under his tongue, though he spare it and will not let it go, but keep it still within his mouth, yet his food in his bowels is turned. It is cobra venom within him. He has swallowed down riches, and he will vomit them up again. God will cast them out of his belly. He will suck cobra venom. The viper's tongue will kill him. He will not look at the rivers, the flowing streams of honey and butter. He will restore that which for which he has labored, and will not swallow it down. He will not rejoice according to the substance that he has gotten. For he has oppressed and forsaken the poor. He has violently taken away a house, and he will not build it up. Because he knew no quietness within him, he will not save anything of that which in which he delights. There was nothing left that he didn't devour, therefore his prosperity will not endure. In the fullness of his sufficiency, distress will overtake him. The hand of everyone who is in misery will come on him. When he is about to fill his belly, God will cast the fierceness of his wrath on him. It will rain on him while he is eating. He will flee from the iron weapon. The bronze arrow will strike him through. He draws it out and It comes out of his body, yet the glittering point comes out of his liver. Terrors are on him. All darkness is laid up for his treasures. All unfanned fire will devour him. It will consume that which is left in his tent. The heaven will reveal his iniquity. The earth will rise up against him. The increase of his house will depart. They will rush away in the day of his wrath. This is the portion of the wicked man from God, the heritage appointed to him by God. Job chapter 21. Then Job answered, "Listen diligently to my speech. Let this be your consolation. Allow me, and I also will speak. After I have spoken, mock on. As for me, is my complaint to man? Why shouldn't I be impatient? Look at me and be astonished. Lay your hands on your mouth. When I remember, I am troubled. Horror takes hold of my flesh. Why do the wicked live, become old, yes, and grow mighty in power? Their child is established with them in their sight, their offspring before their eyes. Their houses are safe from fear, neither is the rod of God upon them. Their bulls breed without fail, their cows calve and don't miscarry. They send out their little ones like a flock. Their children dance, they sing to the tambourines and harp, and rejoice at the sound of the pipe. They spend their days in prosperity, in an instant they go down to Sheol. They tell God, 'Depart from us, for we don't want to know about your ways.' What is the Almighty that we should serve him? What profit should we have if we pray to him? Behold, their prosperity is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. How often is it that the lamp of the wicked is put out, that their calamity comes on them, that God distributes sorrow in his anger? How often is it that they are doubled before the wind, as chaff that the storm carries away? You say, 'God lays up his iniquity for his children. Let him recompense to himself that he may know it. Let his own eyes see his destruction. Let him drink the wrath of the Almighty. For what does he care for his house after him, when the numbers of his month is cut off? Shall any teach God, since he judges those who are high? One dies in his full strength, being wholly at ease and quiet. His pails are full of milk, the marrow of his bones is moistened. Another dies in bitterness of soul, and never tastes of good. They lie down alike in the dust, the worms cover them. Behold, I know your thoughts, the plans with which you would wrong me. For you say, 'Where is the house of the prince? Where is the tent in which the wicked live?' Haven't you asked wayfaring men? Don't you know their evidences? That the evil man is reserved to the day of calamity, that they are led out of to the day of wrath. Who will declare his way to his face? Who will repay him for what he has done? Yet he will be born into the grave. Men will keep watch over the tomb. The clod of the valley will be sweet to him. All men will draw after him, as there were innumerable before him. So how can you comfort me with nonsense? Because in your answers there remains only falsehood." Job chapter 22. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered, "Can a man be profitable to God? Surely he who is wise is profitable to himself. Is any pleasure to the Almighty that you are righteous? Or does it benefit him that you make your ways perfect? Is it for your piety that he reproves you, that he enters with you into judgment? Isn't your wickedness great? Neither is there any end to your iniquities. For you have taken pledges for your brother for nothing, and stripped the naked of their clothing. You have given water to the weary to drink, and you have withheld bread from the hungry. But as for the mighty man, he had the earth, the honorable man, he lived in it. You have sent widows away empty, and the arms of the fatherless have been broken. Therefore snares are all around you. Suddenly fear troubles you, or darkness so that you cannot see, and floods of waters cover you. Isn't God in the heights of heaven? See the height of the stars, how high they are. You say, 'What does God know? Can he judge through the thick darkness?' Thick clouds are covering to him so that he doesn't see. He walks on the vault of the sky. Will you keep the old way which the wicked men have trodden, who were snatched away before their time, whose foundation was poured out as a stream, who said to God, 'Depart from us,' and, 'What can the Almighty do for us?' Yet he filled their houses with good things, but the counsel of the wicked is far from me. The righteous see it and are glad, the innocent ridicule them, saying, 'Surely those who rose up against us are cut off. The fire has consumed their remnant.' Acquaint yourself with him now and be at peace. By it, good will come to you. Please receive instruction from his mouth, and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. If you put away unrighteousness far from your tent, lay your treasures in the dust, the gold of Ophir among the stones of brooks. The Almighty will be your treasure, and precious silver to you. For then you will delight yourself in the Almighty, and will lift up your face to God. You will make your prayer to him, and he will hear you. You will pay your vows. You will also decree a thing, and it will be established to you. Light will shine on your ways. When they cast down, you will say, "Lift, be lifted up." He will save the humble person. He will even deliver him who is not innocent. Yes, he will deliver through the cleanness of your hands. Job chapter 23. Then Job answered, "Even today my complaint is rebellious. His hand is heavy in spite of my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would set my cause in order before him, and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words with which he would answer me, and understand what he would tell me. Would he contend with me in the greatness of his power? No, but he would listen to me. There the upright might reason with him, so I should be delivered forever from my judge. If I go east, he is not there. If I go west, I can't find him. He works to the north, but I can't see him. He turns south, but I can't catch a glimpse of him. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I will come out like gold. My foot has held fast to his steps. I have kept his ways and not turned away. I haven't gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured up my words of his mouth more than my necessary food. But he stands alone, and who can oppose him? What his soul desires, even that he does. For he performs that which is appointed for me. Many such things are with him. Therefore I am terrified at his presence. When I consider, I am afraid of him. For God has made my heart faint. The Almighty has terrified me, because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither did he cover the thick darkness from my face." Job chapter 24. Why aren't times laid up by the Almighty? Why don't those who know him see his days? There are people who remove the landmarks. They violently take away flocks and feed them. They drive away the donkeys of the fatherless, and they take the widow's ox for a pledge. They turn the needy out of the way. The poor of the earth all hide themselves. Behold, as wild donkeys in the desert, they go out to their work, seeking diligently for food. The wilderness yields them bread for their children. They cut their food in the field. They glean the vineyards of the wicked. They lie all night naked without clothing, and have no covering in the cold. They are wet with the showers of the mountain, and embrace the rock for lack of a shelter. There are those who pluck the fatherless from the breast, and take a pledge of the poor, so that they go around naked without clothing. Being hungry, they carry the sheaves. They make oil within the walls of these men. They tread wine presses and suffer thirst. From out of the populous city men groan. The soul of the wounded cries out. Yet God doesn't regard the folly. These are those who rebel against the light. They don't know its ways, nor stay in its paths. The murderer shall rise with the light. He kills the poor and needy. In the night he is like a thief. The eye also of the adulterer waits for the twilight, saying, "No eye will see me." He disguises his face. In the dark they dig through houses. They shut themselves up in the daytime. They don't know the light, for the morning is to all of them like thick darkness, for they know the terrors of the thick darkness. They are foam on the surface of the waters. Their portion is curse in the earth. They don't turn into the ways of the vineyard. Drought and heat consume the snow waters. So does Sheol those who have sinned. The womb will forget him. The worm will feed sweetly on him. He will be no more remembered. Unrighteousness will be broken as a tree. He devours the barren who don't bear. He shows no kindness to the widow. Yet God preserves the mighty by his power. He rises up who has no assurance of life. God gives them security, and they rest in it. His eyes are on their ways. They are exalted yet a little while, and they are gone. Yes, they are brought low. They are taken out of the way as all others, and are cut off from the tops of the ears of grain. If it isn't so now, who will prove me a liar and make my speech worth nothing?
Job chapter 25. Then Bildad the Shushite answered, "Dominion and fear are with him. He makes peace in his high places. Can his armies be counted? On whom does his light not arise? How then can man be just with God? Or how can he be who is born of a woman be clean? Behold, even the moon has no brightness, and the stars are not pure in his sight. How much less man who is a worm, and the son of man who is a worm?" Job chapter 26. Then Job answered, "How have you helped him who is without power? How have you saved the arm that has no strength? How have you counseled him who has no wisdom? And plentiful declared sound knowledge. To whom have you uttered words whose spirit came out of you? The departed spirits tremble, those beneath the waters and all that live in them. Sheol is naked before God, and Abaddon has no covering. He stretched out the north over empty space, and hangs the earth on nothing. He binds up the waters in his thick clouds, and the cloud is not burst under them. He enclosed the face of his throne, and spreads his cloud on it. He describes a boundary on the surface of the waters, and to the confines of light and darkness. The pillars of heaven tremble, and are astonished at his rebuke. He stirs up the sea with his power, and by his understanding he strikes through Rahab. By his spirit the heavens are garnished, his hand has pierced the swift serpent. Behold, these are but the outskirts of his ways. How small a whisper do we hear of him, but the thunder of his power who can understand?" Job chapter 27. Job again took up his parable and said, "As God lives, who has taken away my right, the Almighty who has made my soul bitter. For the length of my life is still in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils. Surely my lips will not speak unrighteousness, neither will my tongue utter deceit. Far be it from me that I should justify you. Until I die, I will not put away my integrity from me. I hold fast to my righteousness and will not let it go. My heart will not reproach me so long as I live. Let my enemy be as the wicked. Let him who rises up against me be as the unrighteous. For what is the hope of the godless when he is cut off, when God takes away his life? Will God hear his cry when troubles come on him? Will he delight himself in the Almighty and call on God at all times? I will teach you about the hand of God. I will not conceal that which is with the Almighty. Behold, all of you have seen it yourself. Why then have you become altogether vain? This is the portion of a wicked man with God, the heritage of oppressors, which they receive from the Almighty. If his children are multiplied, it is for the sword. His offspring will not be satisfied with bread. Those who remain of him will be buried in death. His widow will make no lamentation. Though he heap up silver as the dust, and prepare clothing as the clay, he may prepare it, but the just will put it on, and the innocent will divide the silver. He builds his house as the moth, as a booth which the watchman makes. He lies down rich, but he will not do so again. He opens his eyes, and he is not. Terror overtakes him like waters. A storm steals him away in the night. The east wind carries him away, and he departs. It sweeps him out of his place, for it hurls at him and does not spare, as he flees away from his hand. Men will clap their hands at him, and will hiss him out of his place." Job chapter 28. Surely there is a mine for silver, and a place for gold which they refine. Iron is taken out of the earth, and copper is melted out of the ore. Man sets an end to darkness, and searches out to the furthest bounds, the stones of obscurity and of thick darkness. He breaks open a shaft away from where the people live. They are forgotten by the foot. They hang far from men. They swing back and forth. As for the earth, out of it comes bread. Underneath it is turned up as it were by fire. Sapphire has come from the rocks. It has dust of gold. That path no bird of prey knows, neither has the falcon eye seen it. The proud animals have not trodden it, nor has the fierce lion passed by there. He put his hand on the flinty rock, and he overturns the mountain by the roots. He cuts out channels among the rocks. His eyes see every precious thing. He binds the streams that they don't trickle. The thing that is hidden he brings out to light. But where is the wisdom be found? Where is the place of understanding? Man doesn't know its price, and it isn't found in the land of the living. The deep say, "It isn't in me." The sea says, "It isn't with me." It can't be gotten for gold, neither will silver be weighed for its price. It can't be vaulted with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx or the sapphire. Gold and glass can't equal it, neither will it be exchanged for jewels of fine gold. No mention will be made of coral or of crystal, yet the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia will not equal it. It won't be valued with pure gold. Where, then, does wisdom come from? Where is the place of understanding? Seeing it is hidden from the eyes of all living and kept close from the birds of the sky. Destruction and death say, we have heard a rumor of it with our ears. God understands his way, and he knows its place, for he looks to the ends of the earth and sees under the holy sky. He establishes the force of the wind, yet he measures out the waters by measure. When he made a decree for the rain and a way for the lightning of the thunder, then he saw it and declared it. He established it, yes, and searched it out. To man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. To depart from evil is understanding. Job chapter 29. Job again took up his parable and said, oh, that I were as the months of old, as in the days when God watched over me, when his lamp shone on my head, and by his light I walked through darkness, as I was in my prime, when the friendship of God was in my tent, when the Almighty was yet with me, and my children were around me, when my steps were washed with butter, and the rocks poured out streams of oil for me, when I went out to the city gate, when I prepared my seat in the street, the young men saw me and hid themselves, the aged rose up and stood, the princes refrained from talking, and laid their hands on their mouths, the voice of the nobles was hushed, and their tongues stuck to the roof of their mouth. For when the ear heard me, then it blessed me, and when the eye saw me, it commended me, because I delivered the poor who cried, and the fatherless also who had no help, no one to help him. The blessed of him who was ready to perish came on me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My justice was a robe and a diadem. I was eyes to the blind and feet to the lame. I was father to the needy. I researched the cause of him who I didn't know. I broke the jaws of the unrighteous, and plucked the prey out of its teeth. Then I said, I will die in my own house, I will count my days as the sand. My root is spread out to the waters, the dew lies all night on my branch. My glory is fresh in me, my bow is renewed in my hand. Men listened to me, waited, and kept silence for my counsel. After my words they didn't speak again, my speech fell on them. They waited for me as for the rain, their mouths drank as with the spring rain. I smiled on them when they had no confidence. They didn't reject the light of my face. I chose out of their way and sat as chief. I lived as a king in the army, as one who comforts the mourners. Job chapter 30. But now those who are younger than I have me in derision, whose father I considered unworthy to put with my sheepdogs. Of what use is the strength of their hands to me, men in whom ripe age has perished? They are gaunt from lack and famine. They gnaw the dry ground in the gloom of waste and desolation. They pluck salt herbs by the bushes. The root of the broom tree are their food. They are driven out from among men. They cry after them as after a thief, so that they live in frightful valleys and in holes of the earth and of the rocks. They bray among the bushes. They are gathered together under the nestles. They are children of fools, yes, children of wicked men. They were flogged out of the land. Now I have become their song. Yes, I am a byword to them. They abhor me, they stand aloof from me, and don't hesitate to spit in my face. For he has untied his cord and afflicted me, and they have thrown off restraint before me. On my right hand rise the rabble. They thrust aside my feet. They cast away their ways of destruction up against me. They mar my path. They promote my destruction without anyone's help. As though a wide breach they come, they roll themselves in among the ruin. Terror have turned on me. They chase my honor as the wind. My welfare has passed away as a cloud. Now my soul is poured out with me. Days of affliction have taken hold of me. In the night season my bones are pierced in me, and my pains that gnaw me take no rest. My garment is disfigured by great force. It binds me about as the collar of my tunic. He cast me into the mire. I have become like dust and ashes. I cry to you, and you do not answer. I stand up, and you gaze at me. You have turned to be cruel to me. With the might of your hand, you persecute me. You lift me up to the wind and drive me with it. You dissolve me in the storm. For I know that you will bring me to death, to the house appointed for all living. However, doesn't one stretch out a hand in his fall, or in his calamity, therefore cry for help? Didn't I weep for him who was in trouble? Wasn't my soul grieved for the needy? When I looked for good, then evil came. When I waited for light, darkness came. My heart is troubled and doesn't rest. Days of affliction have come on me. I go mourning without the sun. I stand up in the assembly and cry for help. I am a brother to jackals, and a companion to ostriches. My skin grows black and peels from me. My bones are burned with heat. Therefore my harp has turned to mourning, and my pipe into the voice of those who weep. Job chapter 31. I made a covenant with my eyes. How then should I look lustfully at a young woman? For what is the portion from God above, and the heritage from the Almighty on high? Is it not calamity to the unrighteous, and disaster to the workers of iniquity? Doesn't he see my ways, and count all my steps? If I have walked with falsehood, and my foot has hurried to deceit, let me be weighed in an even balance, that God may know my integrity. If my step is turned out of my way, if my heart walked after my eyes, if any defilement is stuck to my hands, then let me sow and let another eat. Yes, let the produce of my field be rooted out. If my heart has been enticed to a woman, and I have laid wait at my neighbor's door, then let my wife grind for another, and let others sleep with her. For that would be a heinous crime. Yes, it would be an iniquity to be punished by the judges. For it is a fire that consumes to destruction, and would root out all my increase. If I have despised the cause of my male servant, or of my female servant, when they contend with me, what then will I do when God rises up? When he visits, what will I answer him? Didn't he who made me in the womb make him? Didn't one fashion us in the womb? If I have withheld the poor from their desire, or have caused the eyes of a widow to fail, or have eaten my morsel alone, and the fatherless have not eaten of it. No, from my mouth he grew up with me, as with a father. I have guided her from my mother's womb. If I have seen any perish for want of clothing, or that the needy had no covering, if his heart hadn't blessed me, if he hasn't been warmed with my sheep's fleece, if I have lifted up my hand against the fatherless, because I saw my help in the gate, then let my shoulder fall from the shoulder blade, and my arm be broken from the bone. For calamity from God is a terror to me. Because of his majesty, I can do nothing. If I have made gold my hope, and have said to the fine gold, "You are my confidence," if I have rejoiced because my wealth was great, and because my hand has gotten much, if I had seen the sun when it shined, or the moon moving in splendor, and my heart has been secretly enticed, and my hand threw a kiss from my mouth. This also would be an iniquity to be punished by the judges, for I should have denied the God who is above. If I have rejoiced at the destruction of him who hated me, or lifted up myself when evil found him, I have certainly not allowed my mouth to sin by asking his life as with a curse. If the men of my tent have not said, "Who can find one who has not been filled with his meat?" The foreigner has not camped in the street, but I have opened my doors to the traveler. If, like Adam, I am covered my transgressions by hiding my iniquity in my heart, because I feared of the great multitude and the contempt of families terrified me, so that I kept silence and didn't go out of the door. Oh, that I had one to hear me! Behold, here is my signature. Let the Almighty answer me. Let the accuser write my indictment. Surely I would carry it on my shoulder, and I would bind it to me as a crown. I would declare to him the number of my steps. I would go near to him like a prince. If my land cries out against me, and its furrows weep together, if I have eaten its fruits without money, or have caused its owners to lose their life, let briars grow instead of wheat, and stinkweed instead of barley. The words of Job are ended. Job chapter 32. So these three men ceased to answer Job, because he was righteous in his own eyes. Then the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite of the family of Ram, was kindled against Job. His wrath was kindled because he justified himself rather than God. Also his wrath was kindled against his three friends, because they had found no answer and yet had condemned Job. Now Elihu had waited to speak to Job, because they were elder than he. When Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, his wrath was kindled. Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite, answered, "I am young, and you are very old. Therefore, I held back and didn't dare show you my opinion. I say, days should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man, and the spirit of the Almighty gives them understanding. It is not the great who are wise, nor the aged who understand justice. Therefore I said, listen to me. I also will show my opinion. Behold, I waited for your words, and I listened for your reasoning. When you searched out what to say, yes, I gave you my full attention, but there was no one who convinced Job, or who answered his words among you. Beware, lest you say, for we have found wisdom. God may refute him, not man. For he has not directed his words against me, neither will I answer him with your speeches. They are amazed, they answer no more. They don't have a word to say. Shall I wait, because they don't speak, because they stand still and answer no more? I also will answer my part, and I also will show my opinion, for I am full of words. The spirit within me constrains me. Behold, my breast is as wine which has no vent. Like new wineskins it is ready to burst. I will speak that I may be refreshed. I will open my lips and answer. Please don't let me respect any man's person. Neither will I gather flattering titles to any man. For I don't know how to give flattering titles, or else my Maker would soon take me away. Job chapter 33. However, Job, please hear my speech, and listen to all my words. See, now I have opened my mouth, my tongue has spoken in my mouth. My words will utter the uprightness of my heart, that which my lips know, they will speak sincerely. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. If you can, answer me. Set your words in order before me, and stand up. Behold, I am toward God, even as you are. I am also formed out of the clay. Behold, my terror will not make you afraid, neither will my pressure be heavy on you. Surely you have spoken in my hearing. I have heard the voice of your words, saying, I am clean without disobedience. I am innocent, neither is there iniquity in me. Behold, he finds occasion against me. He counts me for his enemy. He put my feet in the stocks. He marks all my paths. Behold, I will answer you. In this you are not just, for God is greater than man. Why do you strive against him? Because he doesn't give account of any of his matters? For God speaks once, yet twice, though man pays no attention. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on men, in slumbering on the bed, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. He is chastened also with the pain on his bed, with continual strife in his bones, so that his life abhors bread, and his soul dainty food. His flesh is so consumed away that it can't be seen. His bones that were not seen stick out. Yes, his soul draws near to the pit, and his life to the destroyers. If there is beside him an angel, an interpreter one among a thousand, to show to man what is right for him, then God is gracious to him and says, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh will be fresher than a child's. He returns to the day of his youth. He prays to God, and he is favorable to him, so that he sees his face with joy. He restores to man his righteousness. He sings before man and says, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it didn't profit me. He has redeemed my soul from going into the pit. My life will see the light. Behold, God does all these things, twice, yes, three times with a man, to bring back his soul from the pit, that he may be enlightened with the light of the living. Mark well, Job, and listen to me. Hold your peace, and I will speak. If you have anything to say, answer me. Speak, for I desire to justify you. If not, listen to me. Hold your peace, and I will teach you wisdom. Job chapter 34. Moreover, Elihu answered, hear my words, you wise men. Give ear to me, you who have knowledge. For the ear tries words as the palate tastes foods. Let us choose for us that which is right. Let us know among ourselves what is good. For Job has said, I am righteous. God has taken away my right. Notwithstanding my right, I am considered a liar. My wound is incurable, though I am without disobedience. What man is like Job, who drinks scorn like water, who goes in company with the workers of iniquity, and walks with wicked men? For he has said, it profits a man nothing that he should delight himself with God. Therefore listen to me, you men of understanding. Far be it from God that he should do wickedness. from the Almighty that he should commit iniquity. For the work of man he will render to him, and cause every man to find according to his ways. Yes, surely God will not do wickedly, neither will the Almighty pervert justice. Who put him in charge of the earth? Or who has appointed him over the whole world? If he set his heart on himself, if he gather to himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh would perish together, and man would turn again to dust. If you now have understanding, hear this, listen to the words of my voice. Should even one who hates justice govern, will you condemn him who is righteous and mighty? Who says to a king, vile, or to a noble, wicked? He doesn't respect the person of princes, nor respect the rich more than the poor, for they all are the work of his hands. In a moment they die, even at midnight. The people are shaken and pass away. The mighty are taken away without a hand. For his eyes are on the ways of man. He sees all his doings. There is no darkness nor thick gloom where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. For he doesn't need to consider a man further, that he should go before God in judgment. He breaks mighty men into pieces in ways past finding them, and sets others in their place. Therefore he takes knowledge of their works. He overturns them in the night, so that they are destroyed. He strikes them as wicked men in the open sight of others, because they turned away from following him, and wouldn't pay attention to any of his ways, so that they caused the cry of the poor to come to him. He heard the cry of the afflicted. When he gives quietness, who can condemn? When he hides his face, who can then see him? He is over a nation or man alike, that the godless man may not reign, that there be no one to ensnare the people. For has any said to God, I am guilty, but I will not offend any more? Teach me that which I don't see. If I have done iniquity, I will do it no more. Shall it recompense be as you desire, that you refuse it? For you must choose, and not I. Therefore speak what you know. Men of understanding will tell me, yes, every wise man who hears me. Job speaks without knowledge, his words are without wisdom. I wish that Job were tried to the end, because of his answering like wicked men. For he adds rebellion to his sin, he claps his hands among us, and multiplies his words against God. Job chapter 35. Moreover, Elihu answered, Do you think this to be your right, or do you say, My righteousness is more than God's? That you ask, What advantage will it be to you? What profit will I have more than if I had sinned? I will answer you, and your companions with you. Look to the skies and see. See the skies which are higher than you? If you have sinned, what effect do you have against him? If your transgressions are multiplied, what do you do to him? If you are righteous, what do you give him? Or what does he receive from your hand? Your wickedness may hurt a man as you are, and your righteousness may profit a son of man. By reason of the multitude of oppression they cry out. They cry for help by reason of the arm of the mighty. But no one says, Where is God my maker, who gives song in the night, who teaches us more than the animals of the earth, and makes us wiser than the birds of the sky? There they cry, but no one answers, because of the pride of evil men. Surely God will not hear an empty cry, neither will the Almighty regard it. How much less when you say you don't see him? The cause is before him, and you wait for him. But now, because he is not visited in his anger, neither does he greatly regard arrogance. Therefore God opens his mouth with empty talk, and he multiplies words without... Job chapter 36. Elihu also continued and said, Bear with me a little, and I will show you, for I have something to say on God's behalf. I will get my knowledge from afar, and will ascribe righteousness to my Maker. For truly my words are not false. One who is perfect in knowledge is with you. Behold, God is mighty, and doesn't despise anyone. He is mighty in strength of understanding. He doesn't preserve the life of the wicked, but gives justice to the afflicted. He doesn't withdraw his eyes from the righteous, but with the kings on the throne he sets them forever, and they are exalted. If they are bound in fetters, and are taken in cords of affliction, then he shows them their work, and their transgressions, that they have behaved themselves proudly. He also opens their ears to instruction, and commands that they return from iniquity. If they listen to and serve him, they will spend their days in prosperity, and their years in pleasures. But if they don't listen, they will perish in by the sword. They will die without knowledge. But those who are godless in heart lay up
anger. They don't cry for help when he binds them. They die in youth. Their life perishes among the unclean. He delivers the afflicted by their afflictions and opens their ears in oppression. Yes, he would have lured you out of distress into a wide place where there is no restriction. That which is set on your table would be full of fatness. But you are full of judgment of the wicked. Judgment and justice take hold of you. Don't let riches entice you to wrath, neither let the great size of a bribe turn you aside. Would your wealth sustain you in distress, or all the might of your strength? Don't desire the night, when people are cut off in their place. Take heed, don't regard iniquity, for you have chosen this rather than affliction. Behold, God is exalted in his power. Who is a teacher like him? Who has described his way for him? Or who can say, you have committed unrighteousness? Remember that you magnify his work, about which men have sung. All men have looked on it. Man sees it afar off. Behold, God is great, and we don't know him. The number of his years is unsearchable. For he draws up the drops of water, which distill in rain from his vapor, which the skies pour down, and which drop on man abundantly. Indeed, can anyone understand the spreading of the clouds and the thundering of his pavilion? Behold, he spreads his light around him. He covers the bottom of the sea. For by these he judges the people. He gives food in abundance. He covers his hand with the lightning and commands it to strike the mark. Its noise tells about him, and the livestock also concern the storm that comes up. Job chapter 37. Yes, at this my heart trembles, and is moved out of its place. Hear, O hear, the noise of his voice, the sound that goes out of his mouth. He sends it out under the whole sky, and is lightning to the ends of the earth. After it a voice roars. He thunders with the voice of his majesty. He doesn't hold back anything when this voice is heard. God thunders marvelously with his voice. He does great things which we can't comprehend. For he says to the snow, fall on the earth, likewise to the showers of rain, and to the showers of his mighty rain. He seals up the hand of every man, that all men whom he has made may know it. Then the animals take cover and remain in their dens. Out of its room comes the storm, and cold out of the north. But the breath of God ice is given, and the width of the waters is frozen. Yes, he loads the thick clouds with moisture. He spreads abroad the clouds of his lightning. It is turned around by his guidance, that they may do whatever he commands them on the surface of the inhabited world. Whatever it is for correction, or for his land, or for loving kindness, that he causes it to come. Listen to this, Job. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Do you know how God controls them and causes the lightning of his clouds to shine? Do you know the workings of the clouds, the wondrous works of him who is perfect in knowledge? You whose clothing is warm, when the earth is still by reason of the south wind. Can you with him spread out the sky, which is strong as a cast metal mirror? Teach us what we will tell him, for we can't make our case by reason of darkness. Will it be told to him that I would speak, or should a man wish that he were swallowed up? Now skies don't see the light which is bright in the skies, but the wind passes and clears them. Out of the north comes golden splendor, with God is awesome majesty. We can't reach the Almighty. He is exalted in power. In justice and great righteousness he will not oppress. Therefore men revere him. He doesn't regard any who are wise of heart. Job chapter 38. Then Yahweh answered Job out of the whirlwind. Who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Brace yourself like a man, for I will question you, then you answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if you have understanding. Who determined its measures, if you know? Or who stretched the line on it? What were its foundations fastened on? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Or who shut up the sea with doors, when it broke out of the womb? When I made clouds its garments, and wrapped it in thick darkness? Marked out for it my bounds, set bars and doors, and said, you may come here, but no further. You proud waves shall be stopped here. Have you commanded the morning in your days, and caused the dawn to know its place, that it may take hold of the ends of the earth, and shake the wicked out of it? Is it changed as clay under the seal, and presented as a garment?
From the wicked their light is withheld, the high arm is broken. Have you entered into the springs of the sea, or have you walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been revealed to you, or have you seen the gates of the shadow of death? Have you comprehended the earth in its width? Declare if you know it all. What is the way to the dwelling of light? As for darkness, where is its place? That you should take it to its bounds, that you should discern the paths to its house. Surely you know, for you were born then, and the number of your days is great. Have you entered the storehouses of the snow, or have you seen the storehouses of the hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war? By what way is the lightning distributed, or the east wind scattered on the earth? Who has cut a channel for the flood waters, or the pass for the thunderstorm, to cause it to rain on a land when there is no man, on the wilderness in which there is no man, to satisfy the waste and desolate ground, to cause the tender grass to grow? Does the rain have a father, or who fathers the drops of dew? Whose womb did the ice come out of? Who has given birth to the gray frost of the sky? The waters become hard like stone when the surface of the deep is frozen. Can you bind the clusters of the Pleiades, or loosen the cords of Orion? Can you lead the constellations out of their season, or can you guide the bear with her cubs? Do you know the laws of the heavens? Can you establish its dominion over the earth? Can you lift up your voice to the clouds, that abundance of water may cover you? Can you send out lightnings, that they may go? Do they report to you, "Here we are"? Who has put wisdom in the inward parts? Or who has given understanding to the mind? Who can count the clouds by wisdom? Or who can pour out the containers of the sky, when the dust runs into a mass and the clods of earth stick together? Can you hunt the prey for the lioness, or satisfy the appetite of the young lions, when they crouch in their dens and lie in wait in the thicket? Who provides for the raven his prey, when his young ones cry to God and wander for lack of food? Job Chapter 39. Do you know the time when the mountains' goats give birth? Do you watch when the doe bears fawns? Can you count the months that they fulfill, or do you know the time when they give birth? They bow themselves, they bear their young, they end their labor pains. Their young ones become strong, they grow up in the open field, they go out and don't return again. Who has set the wild donkey free, or who has loosened the bonds of the swift donkey? Whose home I have made the wilderness, and the salt land his dwelling place. He scorns the tumult of the city, neither does he hear the shouting of the driver. The range of the mountains is his pasture, he searches about every green thing. Will the wild ox be content to serve you, or will he stay by your feeding trough? Can you hold the wild ox in the furrow with his harness, or will he till the valley after you? Will you trust him because his strength is great, or will you leave him to him your labor? Will you confide in him that he will bring home your seed and gather the grain of your threshing floor? The wings of the ostrich wave proudly, but they are the feathers and plumage of love. For she leaves her eggs on the earth, warms them in the dust, and forgets that the foot may crush them, or that the wild animal may trample them. She deals harshly with her young ones as if they were not hers. Though her labor is in vain, she is without fear, because God has deprived her of wisdom, neither has he imparted to her understanding. When she lifts up herself on high, she scorns the horse and his rider. Have you given the horse might? Have you clothed his neck with a quivering mane? Have you made him to leap as a locust? The glory of his snorting is awesome. He paws in the valley and rejoices in his strength. He goes out to meet the armed men. He mocks at fear and is not dismayed. Neither does he turn back from the sword. The quiver rattles against him, the flashing spear and the javelin. He eats up the ground with fierceness and rage. Neither does he stand still at the sound of the trumpet. As often as the trumpet sounds, he snorts, "Aha!" He smells the battle far off, the thunder of the captains and the shouting. Is it by your wisdom that the hawk soars and stretches her wings toward the south? Is it at your command that the eagle mounts up and makes his nest on high? On the cliff he dwells and makes his home, on the point of the cliff in the stronghold. From there he spies out the prey, his eyes see it afar off. His young ones also suck up blood. Where the slain are, there he is. Job Chapter 40. Moreover, Yahweh answered Job, "Shall he who argues contend with the Almighty? He who argues with God, let him answer." Then Job answered Yahweh, Behold, I am of small account. What will I answer you? I lay my hand on my mouth. I have spoken once, and I will not answer. Yes, twice, but I will proceed no further. Then Yahweh answered Job out of the whirlwind. Now brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you will answer me. Will you even annul my judgment? Will you condemn me that you may be justified? Or do you have an arm like God? Can you thunder with a voice like him? Now deck yourself with excellency and dignity. Array yourself with honor and majesty. Pour out the fury of your anger. Look at everyone who is proud and bring him low. Look at everyone who is proud and humble him. Crush the wicked in their place. Hide them in the dust together. Bind their faces in the hidden place. Then I will also admit to you that your own right hand can save you. See now Behemoth, which I made as well as you. He eats grass like an ox. Look now, his strength is in his thighs, his force is in the muscle of his belly. He moves his tail like a cedar, the sinews of his thighs are knit together, his bones are like the tubes of bronze, his limbs are like bars of iron. He is the chief of the ways of God, he who made him gives him his sword. Surely the mountains produce food for him, where all the animals of the fields play. He lies under the lotus trees, in the covert of the reeds in the marsh. The lotus cover him with their shade. The willows of the brook surround him. Behold, if a river flows, he doesn't tremble. He is confident, though the Jordan swells even to his mouth. Shall any take him when he is on the watch, or pierce through his nose with a snare? Job chapter 41. Can you draw out Leviathan with a fish hook, or press down his tongue with a cord? Can you put a rope in his nose, or pierce his jaw through with a hook? Will he make many petitions to you, or will he speak soft words to you? Will he make a covenant with you, that you should take him for a servant forever? Will you play with him as with a bird, or will you bind him for your girls? Will traders barter for him? Will they part him among the merchants? Can you fill his skin with barbed irons, or his head with fish spears? Lay your hand on him, remember the battle, and do so no more. Behold, the hope of him is in vain. Won't one be cast down even at the sight of him? None is so fierce that he dare stir him up. Who then is he who can stand before me? Who has first given to me that I should repay him? Everything under the heavens is mine. I will not keep silent concerning his limbs, nor his mighty strength, nor his goodly fame. Who can strip off his outer garments? Who will come within his jaws? Who can open the doors of his face? Around his teeth is terror. Strong scales are his pride, shut up together with a close seal. One is so near to another that no air can come between them. They are joined to one another. They stick together so that they can't be pulled apart. His sneeze flashes out light. His eyes are like the eyelids of the morning. Out of his mouth go burning torches. Sparks of fire leap out. Out of his nostril a smoke goes as of a boiling pot over a fire of reeds. His breath kindles coals. A flame goes out of his mouth. There is strength in his neck. Terror dances before him. The flakes of his flesh are joined together. They are firm on him. They can't be moved. His heart is as firm as a stone, yet firm as the lower millstone. When he raises himself up, the mighty are afraid. They retreat before his thrashing. If one attacks him with the sword, it can't prevail. Nor the spear, the dart, nor the pointed shaft. He counts iron as straw, and bronze as rotten wood. The arrow can't make him flee. Sling stones are like chaff to him. Clubs are counted as stubble. He laughs at the rushing of the javelin. His undersides are like sharp potsherds, leaving a trail in the mud like a threshing sledge. He makes a deep to boil like a pot, and makes the sea like a pot of ointment. He makes a bath shine for him. One would think the deep had white hair. On earth there is not a sequel that is made without fear. He sees everything that is high. He is king over all the sons of pride. Job chapter 42. Then Job answered Yahweh, I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be restrained. You ask, who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered that which I didn't understand. Things too wonderful for me, which I didn't know. You said, listen now, and I will speak. I will question you, and you will answer me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I abhor myself,
and repent in dust and ashes. It was so that after Yahweh had spoken these words to Job, Yahweh said to Eliphaz the Temanite, "My wrath is kindled against you and against your two friends, for you have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my servant Job has. Now therefore take to yourselves 7 bulls and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering. And my servant Job shall pray for you, for I will accept him, that I not deal with you according to your folly, for you have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my servant Job has." So Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite went and did what Yahweh commanded them, and Yahweh accepted Job. Yahweh restored Job's prosperity when he prayed for his friends. Yahweh gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then all his brothers, all his sisters, and all those who had been of his acquaintance before came to him and ate bread with him in his house. They comforted him and consoled him concerning all the evil that Yahweh had brought on him. Everyone also gave him a piece of money, and every one a ring of gold. So Yahweh blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. He called the name of the first Jeminiah, and the name of the second Keziah, and the name of the third Keren Hapush. In all the land were no women found so beautiful as the daughters of Job. Their father gave them an inheritance among their brothers. After this, Job lived 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons to 4 generations. So Job died, being old and full of days.